Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind me and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at my farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light around me has become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as day, for the darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame is not hidden from you when I was being made in secret and trickily woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. Oh, that you would kill the wicked, O God, and the bloodthirsty would depart from me. Those who speak of you maliciously and lift themselves up against you for evil. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know that my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Word of God, word of life.
Please stand for the reading of the gospel. Today's reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand. And it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father in heaven. The gospel of the Lord.
The transitions, we'll work on it. We'll work on it. Hey, we're back from the Big Easy. Ha! Whoa, we're here. We just spent a week in New Orleans and it was awesome and really, really hot. And I didn't know that my ankles could get that big, but they did. So in a moment, I'm gonna have a few of these young people share about their time in New Orleans, but I wanted to first give you a little overview of what our week looked like so you're not listening to them and then looking at our pictures a little bit later thinking, what are they talking about and what am I looking at? So the theme for the 2024 ELCA Youth Gathering was Created to Be, and each day they had a different theme. Created to be brave, created to be authentic, created to be free, created to be disruptive, and created to be disciples. So each evening of our week, we met with 16,000 of our best friends at the Smoothie King Center, and that was the theme of those evenings that we were there. So that was the evening. So what did you do during the day, Kelsey, you're asking? The gathering had three programmed days for us. So when we got there, we kind of just hung out, and then opening night was that mass gathering at the Smoothie King. And then we had 3 days of programmed stuff. Our first day was accompaniment, which is formerly known as service learning. Our group was set on the advocacy track, and so we spent the morning with folks from the Alliance for Affordable Energy, learning how to be advocates and make our voices heard on topics that are important to us. Our second program day was Synod Day, which is when we wore these beautiful shirts. And it kind of turned into Region Day. We spent the morning worshiping with Region 4 of the ELCA, which is made up of 6 different synods of the ELCA. So we had a ballroom of about 1,000 to 1,200 kids, and we worshiped together in that ballroom that morning. And not to brag, but the Nebraska Synod took up at least half of that. because we're awesome. And not to brag even more, but Jonathan Wellsant played the drums for worship, which was so cool. Which is awesome. It was an all youth-led band, and John played the drums, and Addie Kruger helped with like lead worship with the prayers. So it was very cool to have some Holy Cross people up there on stage. Our third programmed day then, which was Friday, was interactive learning. The gathering turns the convention center, whatever city we're at, they turn the convention center into this huge holy playground. They have everything from different sports to quiet nooks and phone charging stations and all these ELCA serving arms that you can go visit and talk to, different service opportunities. I mean, it just, the whole convention center was transformed. And so we spent time there on Friday. Let's see. Yeah, so that was our last programming day. So then at the end of each day, we would go to the Smoothie King with our 16,000 friends for mass gathering. We did get to add on a swamp tour at the end. We also had a lot of good food. Alligator bites, not a fan. None of them were a fan of the alligator bites. I will stop there, and I will let the kids kind of talk for a little bit, and then Ed, I'll come back up once they're done and introduce the slideshow, because I didn't tell you that earlier. Okay, who's first? Piper, come on up. Piper's talking about our first day in New Orleans.
Our first full day in New Orleans was amazing, and it included going to our first gathering. We walked into the arena to find 16,000 other Lutherans, and every seat in the arena was full. The theme that night was created to be brave. You are not alone. The speakers talked about how being brave can be shown in many different ways, by speaking up when things are wrong and trusting that God knows what he is doing. One of the speakers we heard from was named Johnson. He talked about going from El Salvador to the U.S. and all the fear and danger he had to go through during the journey. But he reminded us that you just have to trust in God and be brave, even when things get scary. We also heard from Dr. Michael Chan, who told us we were precious long before we could prove it. He brought up a quote that really stood out to me. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. All in all, we want to thank the congregation for their support and donations this last year and for being the reason we were able to go to New Orleans.
I'm Julia. Okay, Wednesday was our accompaniment day, and our theme of the day was created to be authentic. This means that even when the world has certain expectations, you are called to be your unique, authentic self. One speaker we heard from that day, Jacqueline Busey, spoke on the concept of being an anyways person. Her story started with the death of her husband and how she learned how to push through the difficult and demanding circumstances. Another speaker, Pastor Emily Harkins, talked about her church, The Dwelling, which focuses on making marginalized communities feel welcomed and loved. Keeping those in mind, Wednesday was also our service project day. We met with two speakers who were advocates for the Alliance for Affordable Energy. We learned how to take action by making our voices heard and spreading awareness through writing letters. Overall, our week in New Orleans was a great experience, with every day dedicated to us learning something new. Thank you to everyone for the support at Holy Cross for making it possible for all of us to go on this trip.
Hello everyone, I'm Cora. Sorry about that. I'm talking about day three, which was Thursday. The theme for the day was created to be free. We heard from three speakers that night, but a quote from Keats Miles Wallace is, "Instead of being bound by the expectations of others, contorting myself into the most comfortable positions for their approval, I found myself chasing the freedom of expression that God intended for all of creation." So that night we learned that to be free is to be able to fully love yourself and not force yourself to be what other people expect or want you to be. And with that freedom, like within yourself, you're able to go love all of the world like God intended us. This was also the Synod Day, so Kelsey talked about how we worshiped with all of Region 4. Bishop Susan Candia gave the message that day, and it was to be brave, be kind, and be beautiful. This day we also experienced true or New Orleans weather, and we got rained on our trip back to the hotel from exploring, so that was interesting. And I want to thank you all for the support in order for us to make it to New Orleans. That's all.
One sec. I left my phone up here, so I had to get into it now. Day 4, Friday. I'm Addie. Day 4, Friday. Created to be disruptive. On Friday, we spent the morning in View Orleans, a museum that kind of told us a little bit about New Orleans. And then we spent the rest of the day at the convention center visiting booths and playing games. We are created to be disruptive of unjust laws, systems, and status quo. One of our speakers is Reverend Sally Azar, the first female pastor ordained in the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Jordan and Holy Land. She told us that God calls us to disrupt the idea that we are American, Palestinian, or Israeli. God calls us to remember that we are all human beings and all children of God. Every human deserves to be safe and free. Our second speaker was Reverend Lori Fuller. She founded the first deaf church in the ELCA after she saw that 98% of the deaf people in America aren't involved in the church. She disrupted the idea that there is only one way to share God's love. We are created for a purpose, every one of us. We are not a mistake. I am not a mistake. You are all not a mistake. Thank you all so much for supporting us last week or something.
I'm Andrew Westenberg, and we're talking about Sunday. Sunday, which was our last day before we flew out in New Orleans, was a little different than the other days. We had our mass gathering in the morning instead of at night like usual. There they held a mass worship, which felt like a church service just with 16,000 people, so a little bigger than I'm used to. The theme of the worship was created to be disciples. This means we are sent to follow in Jesus' footsteps, and we need to do this by being brave, authentic, free, and disruptive, just like he was. This message was given by Bishop Elizabeth Eaton and brought all the topics we learned throughout the week and showed us how we need to do them, use them to be disciples. We also learned how this doesn't end at the end of the week, but we need to bring this home with us and continue to follow in his footsteps as disciples so that everyone can feel God's love. After worship, we went on a swamp tour where we got to see alligators and the beautiful wildlife by going on a boat throughout the canals of Louisiana. Finally, at the end of the day, we went to a fancy restaurant called Evangeline, which had authentic New Orleans food like crayfish, gumbo, and jambalaya, and it was delicious. Thank you for supporting us through our trip, and financially and emotionally.
Hey, thanks. Good job. You all survived. I love it. Personally, I want to echo their gratitude. Thank you so much for all of the ways that you made this trip possible for the 15 of us to go. Thank you for the monetary donations, for being at all of our 18,000 fundraisers this last year, and for your love of all these high school youth. I can't begin to tell you how proud I am of the 12 kids that came on this trip. They were respectful. They were responsible. I know a lot of other youth leaders, and I just consider myself so lucky because these kids they made the trip a dream. They were just so good. So you should be very proud of them too, coming from our congregation. They were just wonderful. I also would like to recognize and thank Ben Poole, if you want to stand up, Ben, and David Wellsant back there in the sound booth. These two took a whole entire week off of work. They used their vacation, their work vacation days, to come on this trip with us and hang out with 16,000 high schoolers. So if that doesn't say like what type of guys these are, I thank you so much for being with me this week and for walking alongside these youth. They were incredible adult leaders, and I just feel so lucky. So I'm going to quit gushing now, and we will show you a few slides from a few pictures from our time together. Enjoy this little slideshow of our trip to New Orleans.